Welcome to the American Legion Post 200 Hampstead Memorial Day Service 2021. We come together today to remember. Remembering our fallen once a year is not enough. The widows, widowers, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and children remember every day. Comrades, this day is sacred with the almost visible presence of those who have gone before us. We honor the memory of those who gave their lives in the service of our country and of those others who have dropped their burdens by the wayside of life and are gone to their eternal rest. May the ceremonies of today deepen our reverence for our departed friends and comrades. Let us renew our pledge of loyalty to our country and its flag. Let us resolve by word and deed to emphasize the privilege and duty of patriotism. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Carroll County Commissioner Richard Weaver.
Thank you, Sid. A little windy out here today. But again, this year, we're coming to you virtually due to the pandemic that we're hopefully coming out of. And this is our second virtual broadcast, but I'm optimistic that next year at this war memorial, we'll have hundreds of people here for this event. Today, we gather to honor and remember all men and women who have died while serving in the military for the United States of America. Our traditions today embrace the character of the United States. We visit cemeteries, particularly military ones, and decorate graves of the deceased with flowers, small flags, and wreaths. The simple tradition of raising the U.S. flag quickly to the top of the pole and slowly lowering to half-mast, and then raised again to full height at noon. The lowering of the flag at half-mast is meant to honor our fallen soldiers who have died for their country over the years. Re-raising the flag is meant to symbolize the resolve of living to carry on the fight for freedom so our nation's heroes will not have died in vain. I was doing some research and I found a poem written by a famous Australian poet, Jeff Cook. Australia has been a strong supporter of everything we do in the United States since World War I. Their Remembrance Day is celebrated the same day as our Memorial Day. And this is entitled, Reflections on the Time-Worn Heroes. The War of Wars was fought and won with plane, ship, tank, gun, and bombs that landed in a thud. But mostly it was fought with blood, the blood of men and women, the ordinary folk like me and you. But they went off to foreign shores to fight for right in the war of wars. Like you and me, they never dreamt to have to make a real attempt to fight and kill a fellow man and stop him or be overrun. They left their homes, they left their wives, prepared to sacrifice their lives, to offer all they had to give that those downtrodden may live. Among those brave, heroic men were many who came back not again, who perished in far-off land, in mud, or sea, or desert sand, with thousands of wounded overseas or smitten by some strange disease, in jungles and in stinking mud, so far from home they gave their blood. While some were taken prisoners, too, those heroes did all they could do. Their spirit kept their fire alight, and they fought while ever they could fight. Now a century has slowly passed, we pray that we've seen the last of wars and bombs and young blood spilled as our countrymen in wars were killed. As well, we should commemorate those lost in wars. I debate the wars are never ever glorified, but neither is it cut and dried. But we are proud for those who fought to bring us peace, that we have bought a peace that could not be outclassed, a peace so pure and unsurpassed. They fought their foes. They fought their fears. They fought through terror and through tears. Where mateship was their only pay, but mates perishing every day. Through generations since have grown, and wars like that were never known, nor seen our young men fight and die, nor those at home break down and cry. Yes, the RSL is fading now, and it sort of seems it should somehow. Not that we would ever spurn them, but without a war, a war cannot return them with twisted body or tortured mind, nor need to think a thorough unkind. And we're someday thankful, bid farewell to the time-worn group, the RSL. And the RSL is Returned Services League of Australia, much like our service organizations here in the United States. I found this poem, and I'm not a poet by any means, but I think it was totally fitting for today. So join me today in remembering our fallen heroes and veterans, men and women who served the United States of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Weaver. Again, our nation has assembled to honor the heroic dead. 1,000 battles of the land, sea, and air echo the glory of their valiant deeds. Under the quiet sod or beneath the murmuring waves, their bodies sleep in peace. Because of them, our lives are free. Because of them, our nation lives. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to the mayor of Hampstead, Chris Nevin.
Thanks, Sid. As Dick indicated, this year we once again mark Memorial Day virtually, as the ongoing effects of the virus forces yet another change from tradition. This recording is being done at Hampstead's War Memorial in the heart of our town, along our newly revitalized Main Street. Normally, we would have a well-attended solemn ceremony on Memorial Day with people surrounding this memorial. One thing that should not change as we spend time during this holiday weekend is enjoying the company of family and friends and thinking about the real reason for Memorial Day, remembering those who lost their lives serving our country. As time moves forward and the memory of the sacrifices made by so many fades, it is important to pass on our history. Since so little of American history is being taught in school, we need to teach our sons, daughters, and grandchildren of the selfless service of prior generations that allows everyone to enjoy the life we have today. We should take this opportunity to teach them that servicemen and women fought and died in countries far from loved ones, in places and situations we could not have imagined, where everything was foreign and nothing resembled the comforts of home. That sense of service is a testament of understanding causes greater than oneself and an illustration of the true American spirit. It is important to Hampstead's history and who we are as a town today that this ceremony is being recorded here on Main Street at our War Memorial to remember those who served our community. Many of us travel by this memorial as we go about our daily lives. As a result, it serves a constant reminder of the service and sacrifices made by so many local residents. As you drive through many of Carroll County towns and cities this summer, I hope you notice the military banners that will be on display once again this year. This program was created to pay tribute to the brave men and women who are serving, have served, or given their life in the line of duty while serving in the United States Armed Forces. In Hampstead, the banners are displayed from mid-May until December, and it's just a small way that our town remembers the service of local residents. I want to thank the American Legion for organizing this service through the years. I also want to offer my thanks to American Legion Commander Sid Reyes for asking me to participate this year in this year's recorded service, as we honor the servicemen and women for their sacrifices and those of their surviving families. I personally want to express my appreciation to those who have served our country and those who have lost loved ones in the service of our country. Thank you for your sacrifice and the freedoms we enjoy as a result. You're in my thoughts and prayers this Memorial Day. God bless you.
Thank you, Mayor Nevin. They fought for us they fell. Now with one accord and deepest reverence, we do them honor. Let us not remember them in anguish. They would not wish our pity. For their sakes also, let us not forget the loved ones left behind. This concludes our Memorial Day service. For God and country, God bless America. Thank you all for being here.